It's day two of our Eurosong build-up. Hey, and we welcome to Studio 7, Railta!
Hi, hello!
So it's Railta spelt...
R-E-Y-L-T-A.
That's for the international audience.
Yes, and because Kayleigh Band had taken the right way of spelling it.
Oh, have they? Yeah. R-E-F-A-L-T-A.
Yeah, they're beautiful, but we have beef.
Whereabouts in the country are you from?
I'm from Dunmore, County Galway, pretty rural on the border of Mayo, Roscommon and Galway.
Uh-huh.
But Galway, definitely.
And how long have you been making music?
I've been singing since I was like 6 months old, and I started writing at 11 because I was doing competitions and stuff, and I saw that people who weren't very great singers were getting into the next round by writing their own songs, and I'm very fueled on spite. I was like, I can do that. I can do that. And then I went to college in BIM, studied songwriting, didn't know that was even an option. And then, yeah, found a beautiful band, started making albums, and here I am.
Wow. Final six. There was over 300 entries.
Crazy.
To represent us in the Eurovision this year. So congratulations.
Thank you
on getting
so
to the final six.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the song.
The song Fire is really dramatic and just, I think it's a magic song. Like, I'm very excited to be here, but it's the song that's gotten me this far. It's about like passion and when you feel that instant chemistry with somebody, and then like, oh, well, is this going to work? Are they going out with somebody? Doing all that, and then just letting the passion and chemistry take over.
Right. Do you know much about the other five finalists?
No, not really. I know Bobby, we'd be travelling in the same kind of circles. But no, I don't really know. I know, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, and this is for our listeners as well. There are six, obviously. All solo artists.
Okay.
Four females, two males.
The way it should be.
Right. and we're revealing them all this week. This is day two. Now, talk to me about your relationship with the Eurovision Song Contest.
I love a competition show. Like, I love Hell's Kitchen, X Factor. And we would have been an X Factor house growing up. And then I found out, oh, there's a European version of this. Absolutely, I'm going to hop on. So I've always done my own little, like, podcasts on my Snapchat and stuff, being like, I love this, I love that. This would be better if this did that. So now I get to do it myself and show everyone what I can do.
We talk every year about this because we like talking about the Eurovision. I think people in general like talking about it because everyone has an opinion, but it's not that hugely important. It's not politics, it's not religion.
Yeah.
It's a bit of crack, but everybody has an opinion.
It's so crazy the people who react like, oh my God, you're going on Eurovision. It's like older men in their 50s, like not who I thought the target audience would be. But some people are like, oh my God, that is crazy. And I just don't expect that reaction because I just thought it was my own weird little nerdy thing.
No, but sure, look, we have this amazing record.
In
7-time winners. Like, I remember sitting on my mother's knee watching Dana sing all kinds of everything, winning for the first time.
Yeah. I love Dana. I love that entry so much.
Yeah. What's your favourite Irish entry, would you say, of all of them?
Either Dana or Lipstick by Jedward, because that is bop that I still listen to this day.
Yeah. So what about the staging now? That's a big thing. It's become a visual competition as well as a song contest.
Well, I kind of see this as my opportunity to make a mini musical for myself for 3 minutes where I get to write, direct, star. So yeah, I'm just going to do like a big theatrical, if anyone's seen Dancing at Lunasa, that kind of vibe. Like lovely forestry and lighting and just telling a story through the staging as well as the song.
Right. Well, which brings us nicely on to the song. Song number two in the lead up to this year's Eurosong. February the 7th is the night you will see all six songs being performed on the Late Late Show and you will get a chance to vote. And this is the world exclusive of Railta and Fire.
Knees touching. What are the rules of war I follow? I have been ruled before. Heartbreaking. Thinking it might not be me, mistaken.
she goes, handle it with care, wade the water. Conscious and confused, push and pull, don't wanna overstep, overthink, overlook, over me, under breath, under sea, stoke the no regrets, feeling worthy. Jumping in, sink or swim, don't wanna drown. Amber, ember, closer, alert, warmer, faster, stoke the
Yes!
Flags you look like waving. You enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it nearly as much as you did.
Nearly.
You love that song.
I do. I think it's a magic song. Like when you're recording your own stuff, sometimes you listen back and you're like, oh my God, I hate my voice, or I hate this, I wish I'd done that. But when I listened back to this after we recorded it, I was like, no, I love this.
Yeah.
I want to keep going with this. I want to make it bigger. I want to keep going.
And there is a Eurovision influence in it.
Not on purpose.
No, Ryan O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, yes, Ryan. So I went to a writer's camp called Views of the Valley in Wicklow. And this was the first day. You get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you're in the studio at 9, and you've 9 to 9 to write and record a completely new song. And I was paired with Ryan O'Shaughnessy and Keane O'Donoghue on the first day. And in about an hour, we'd written that song. Like, no, we had no intentions or anything behind the song. We just wrote a song and it's just magic. And then Eurovision kind of came up and I was like, we can cut this down. And Ryan was like, I'll show you what to do and where to go. And here we are.
Are you enjoying the whole excitement?
I'm loving it. Any excuse to talk about myself for a while. Fabulous.
Fire sounds like Aurora. Gorgeous. Well done. Two good songs so far. Wow, that was stunning. Wow, there you go.
Oh my God.
You get a chance to vote for Railta and Fire on February 7th, the Late Late Show Eurosong special. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so
Great
much.
Great to see you.
Thank you. Lovely yeah, to meet
That's Railta
you.
There. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.